This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis today took oath as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra along with two deputy chief ministers, Shiv Sena's Eknath Shinde and the National Congress Party's NCP's Ajit Pawar. The BJP Shiv Sena NCP combined had secured a landslide victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections, winning 230 out of 288 seats. The grand swearing-in ceremony held at Azad Maidan in Mumbai, where Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office in secrecy to the Chief Minister and the two Deputy Chief Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's senior union ministers, governors, chief ministers of NDA-ruled states, party officials and leaders of Mahayuti attended the ceremony. Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition ruckus after BJP MP Nishikant Dubey made certain allegations against top Congress leaders as well as on the issue of Sambal violence. During the 0 hour, Mr. Dubey, while citing a report by a French publication, said such forces are trying to derail the Indian parliament and the country's economy. He alleged that Congress leaders, including Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, and some other opposition leaders, post such reports on the social media handles. The members from Congress, DMK and others created uproar in the House on the issue of alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and on the Sambal violence. In the Rajya Sabha also, the issue of a report by a French publication was raised. During the 0 hour, BJP MP Sudhanshu Trivedi raised the issue alleging suspicious attacks on national interests from abroad. Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill in the monsoon session this year. The bill empowers the central government to make rules regulating the design, manufacture, maintenance, sale, export or import of any aircraft and to secure the safety of aircraft operations. President Draupadi Murmu today said agriculture is key to India's goal of becoming a developed nation by 2047. She highlighted India's potential to further boost agricultural production due to its favourable climate, skilled workforce, fertile land and advanced technologies. President Murmu was speaking at the 48th convocation ceremony of Odisha University of Agriculture and Technology in Bhubaneswar today. The president called upon agricultural scientists to develop new strategies to protect farmers from challenges like natural disasters, climate change and misuse of resources. She emphasized using the latest technologies such as drones, remote sensing, artificial intelligence and nanotech to support agriculture. She stressed the need to focus on soil health, environmental conservation and resource management. On the occasion, the president congratulated girls for outperforming boys in receiving the gold medals at the convocation. In news just in, the parliament has given its nod to the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024 with the Rajya Sabha passing it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill in the monsoon session this year. Bhutan's King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk and Queen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi admired Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk's vision for Bhutan's progress and regional development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, both the countries are committed to advancing the unique and enduring partnership between India and Bhutan. The Supreme Court has allowed the Commission for Air Quality Management to relax the Graded Response Action Plan GRAP Stage 4 restrictions in Delhi to GRAP Stage 2. This decision comes in response to the recent improvement in the Air Quality Index AQI, which has shown a consistent downward trend. A bench comprising Justice Abhay S. Oka and Justice Augustine George Massey took note of the submission by the additional Solicitor General Aishwarya Bhatti that the average AQI levels has been below the 300 mark since November 30th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended best wishes and congratulated the people of Nagaland on the completion of 25 years of the Hornbill Festival. In a social media post, Mr. Modi recalled that he has fond memories from his visit to the festival a few years back and urged citizens to visit and experience the vibrancy of Naga culture. In women's cricket, host Australia defeated India by 5 wickets in the first one-day international of a 3-match series in Brisbane. Opting to bat first, the visitors were bowled out for 100 runs in just 34.2 overs. Chasing a modest target of 101, Australia reached the total comfortably in just 16.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.